Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for March 1st, 2026. I'm Alex, alongside Sam. And we have a packed show today. Multi-agent orchestration is suddenly everywhere. OpenAI just closed the biggest private round in history, and there's a security warning about passkeys that could bite you if you're building encryption on top of them.
Yeah, big week. Also, some really cool developer tool launches and a concept. Cognitive debt, that I think every team shipping with AI copilots needs to hear about. Let's get into it.
All right. So, the big story this week, agent orchestration is going multiplayer. Two open source projects hit serious traction. Rouflow, over 2,600 engagement, is billing itself as the leading orchestration platform for Claude. Think multi-agent swarms, distributed workflows, RAG integration, the whole nine yards. And then there's Superset, which takes more of an IDE approach. Run a whole army of coding agents on your local machine from a single interface.
Right. And what's wild is these are solving the problem that anyone who's actually used coding agents at scale has bumped into. One agent working on one file? Great. But a real code base. You need agents working in parallel across different modules. And coordinating that by hand is a nightmare.
Exactly. The way I think about the split, Rouflow is like the Kubernetes for agent swarms. It's got health checks, distributed coordination, enterprise patterns baked in. Superset is more pragmatic, local first. You just want to 3x your throughput by spinning up parallel sessions on different parts of your code.
So the choice really depends on your scale. If you're a solo dev or a small team, Superset sounds like the move. If you're building internal platforms or need cloud-scale orchestration, Rouflow's your bet. But the signal here is clear. Single-agent coding is ending. Multi-agent coordination is the next battleground.
And if you're building developer tools, start thinking about how your workflows compose across multiple concurrent agents, because users will expect it by summer. Links in the briefing for both. Shifting over to the AI and models section, there's a concept making the rounds called cognitive debt. And Sam, I know this one hit home for you.
100%. So cognitive debt is this idea that when you're shipping with copilots and agent-generated code, you can generate code way faster than you can actually understand it. And that gap, that's a liability. It's like tech debt's more dangerous cousin because you don't even know what you don't know.
The post argues, and I agree, that teams leaning hard on agent-generated code need explicit review gates. Not just code review as a ritual, but actual comprehension checkpoints. Worth bringing up at your next retro.
Also worth flagging, there's a great post called Don't Trust AI Agents from Nanoclaw, which lays out a zero-trust security model for agentic systems. If you're giving agents write access to databases, APIs, file systems, read it before your next architecture review.
And a quick practical one. Unsloth Dynamic 2 GGUFs dropped better quantization for local model serving. If you're running models through llama.cpp or Ollama, these quants could let you run bigger models on the same hardware without losing quality. That's a real unlock for local inference.
Oh, and one more. Gemini CLI users have been getting hit with unexplained account bans. Google's acknowledged it. But if your CI/CD or agent workflows depend on Gemini API, have a fallback provider ready. Don't get caught out.
Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. OpenAI raised $110 billion and a $730 billion pre-money valuation. That is the biggest private funding round in history. Full stop.
That's an absurd number. But what really caught my eye was the other half of the announcement. They're deploying models to Department of War classified networks. Air-gapped, classified infrastructure. That's a completely different game.
It really is. For builders, this cements OpenAI as the default enterprise and government API provider. Compliance, security certifications, air-gapped deployments. That's now table stakes if you want to play in serious AI infrastructure. And notably, Anthropic publicly pushed back on Secretary Hegseth's comments in a separate statement. So there's a clear philosophical split forming between these two companies on military use.
And there were two other OpenAI stories that are kind of telling. One, an employee got fired for insider trading on prediction markets using internal knowledge. And two, This is my favorite. The OpenAI cancellation help page was trending on Hacker News with 172 points.
The cancellation page trending is such a signal. If you're building any subscription product, make cancellation easy. Dark patterns generate exactly this kind of anti-signal on places like HN. Developer tools? A couple of gems this week. Microsoft shipped a Playwright CLI. You can now record browser sessions, generate test code, inspect selectors, take screenshots, all from the terminal without opening a full IDE.
That's huge for test automation. And honestly, for anyone building browser-based agent tooling, it's a direct integration point. I also loved the Obsidian Sync headless client. You can now sync Obsidian vaults on servers without a GUI. Think CI pipelines, knowledge bases code, or feeding your notes into RAG pipelines programmatically.
And Manum got ported to TypeScript, so you can run those 3BLUE1BROWN-STYLE math animations right in the browser. No Python server needed. Super useful if you're building educational tools or interactive documentation. Security section.
Wait, so the output varies depending on which authenticator you use. That means users could just lose access to their encrypted data.
Exactly. The key derivation isn't consistent, so you can't rely on it. Link in the briefing. Also, California just passed a law mandating OS-level age verification at account setup, including Linux. That's going to be especially thorny for open-source maintainers.
Including Linux? Wow, that's going to be a fun compliance conversation in a lot of open-source communities.
Quick hits before we wrap. XCUtils is trending on GitHub again. Keep your dependencies updated. There's a great essay called The Eternal Promise that traces the history of attempts to eliminate programmers from COBOL all the way to AI. And in the non-tech world, Croatia was declared landmine-free after 31 years, and there's a self-replicating ribozyme published in Science that's basically biology's version of equine.
The ribozyme one is wild. Also, a community response post called We Will Not Be Divided hit 1,100 points on Hacker News, which is worth checking out for context. Links in the briefing for all of these.
All right, here's the takeaway for the week. The pattern is unmistakable. Multi-agent orchestration is graduating from experiment to infrastructure. If you're building with AI coding agents, evaluate Ruflow or Superset for parallel workflows now.
And if you're on OpenAI, that $110 billion raise in Pentagon deployment mean enterprise lock-in is accelerating. Either diversify your provider strategy or lean all the way in. Just don't sleepwalk into vendor dependency.
And bring cognitive debt to your next retro. The teams that build review gates for agent output will outperform those that don't. That's the competitive edge right now. Not just generating code faster, but actually understanding what you're shipping.
Well said, that's the real meta skill of this era.
That's Builder's Briefing for March 1st. Thanks for listening, everyone. All the links are in the briefing notes, and we'll be back next week with more. Stay sharp, keep building.
See you next time.